Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
I'm bullish on hockey. I'm bullish on where the sport's going. I think that if you look at Utah and you look as a winter sports market, almost every Olympic sport, winter Olympic sport trains there year round. There's a long history of hockey. And then just the rise of hockey. Everyone knows going to a live hockey game, there's nothing really like it. We're excited about that. We've also, you know, we've had the Frozen Fury since we've taken over in the arena in Utah, which has done incredibly well.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sport. It became official yesterday. The press conference is going on today. One in Phoenix that just wrapped up. Another one here in Salt Lake City that will kick off at 5 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on the Zone. And the guy who kicked things off in the firestorm just a couple weeks ago, Frank Saravalli, hockey insider and president of hockey content for the Daily Faceoff, kind enough to join us once again. And, Frank, you were the most popular Twitter account a couple weeks ago here in Salt Lake City when the news broke that this was going to be a possibility. Obviously, things went quickly. Now it's official. But how long do you think this was essentially a done deal that hockey was coming to Salt Lake City?
I'd say probably right around the time that I had started tweeting it. I had been talking about some of the machinations that were in place or that the league was working on and exploring. But just for timeline and some clarity, the league actually went to former Coyotes owner Alex Mariello on March 6th and met with him in person. And he was initially, I don't think combative is the right word, but he definitely wasn't on board with the plan and didn't have any designs on selling the team, let alone relocating. So that part took some convincing, and it also took some maneuvering in terms of the dollars to entice him to do it. And then once that happened, it kind of fell into place kind of quickly to find something that they would all be comfortable with, including language. And by the time I had tweeted it last week, it was, I believe, already agreed upon at that time.
So, Frank, do we have any samples of a team that is making a move and will be back on the ice in a different venue in a matter of 5 months with a renaming and an organizational change? And if so, how successful was it? And I'm talking about really a 5, maybe 6 month period.
So there is some recent history. The Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg and became the Winnipeg Jets in 2011. I was covering the league at that point, and that announcement was made on May 31st, 2011, and they ended up playing in Winnipeg that October. So that gives you some indication. The Utah team, whatever they're going to be called, they've got an extra 6 weeks or so on that, and that'll prove beneficial. And was it successful? I can remember being at the draft in 2011, and a lot of people were thinking at that point that the draft, by the way, is in late June. I remember the Jets making their pick and them holding up a sort of blank jersey that had the NHL crest on it. That's sort of how the process worked, and they not only hit the ice to massive fanfare in Winnipeg, but have been really one of the model franchises in terms of how they're operated since then. They're in the smallest market in the NHL. They've got the smallest building with like 12,000, 13,000 permanent seats, and they've been a contending team that's had chances to win and have been a playoff team as many more years than not. And so there, it's a resounding success story. It happened on a shorter timeline than this one, and there's no reason why this all can't come together smoothly.
So, again,
by the way,
I should
add this in there. Utah and Ryan Smith and Smith Entertainment Group are actually leaning on the people in Winnipeg right now for some guidance. They're getting pointers. They're getting information. They're getting help on the process and how it all works. And they're working together, actually.
We've heard so much about the amount of assets that this franchise has in terms of draft picks, salary cap space, things along those lines. So kind of walk us through. And again, this is like the whole Michael Scott line from The Office. Talk to us like we're 5 years old, because you're talking to football guys who have also been covering the NBA. So we're cannonballing into the NHL waters. So you might hear some questions like these dudes are morons. We're learning, and we're representing a fan base that's going to learn and totally embrace this thing. But NBA has the draft and then the free agency afterwards. Does that line up with the NHL as well? Is it draft first and then free agency, or what's the timeline of these two events that are obviously going to be for the organization?
Yeah, exactly the same. How they do things are a little bit differently. Like, the NBA has a legal tampering period. The NHL does not. They used to and got rid of it. In this case, this year, the draft is just 2 days before free agency opens. So the draft is the 27th and 28th of June. It's in Vegas at the Sphere, which is pretty cool. So the draft will be there. And then 2 days later, on July 1 every year, it's easy to remember because it's Canada Day, July 1st. That's the same for us as 4th of July. And that's the opening of free agency. That's when the new league year begins. And that's when you can sign free agents. So that's easy to remember. And yeah, similarly, like, the length of the season is the same. Both are 82 games. Many of them, NBA and NHL teams, share the same building, so that part is easy. And the seasonality of the leagues is pretty similar as well in terms of when training camp starts, when you begin to drop the puck on the regular season. All those things, they line up pretty nicely.
Frank, I'm interested in a common distribution, whatever network or whatever TV or streaming that most of these NHL teams are viewed on. Scotty and I have been talking about it. We think Channel 16 will probably continue to carry it. There's been a couple of reports here. They carry the Golden Knights games here in the area. So I'm curious, what is the typical distribution? Because I think that these Salt Lake, the Utah fans are going to really want to see the product.
Makes sense. That's actually been one of the topics that has been sort of TBD, still to be figured out. So you hit it right on the head that technically Utah as a market, the entire state, belongs to the Vegas Golden Knights regional area. And as part of this relocation, the Golden Knights are going to have to give up Utah, and my guess would be probably even some other surrounding states or chunks of them. And in exchange, I believe what's been talked about, not set in stone, is that the Golden Knights will lose Utah, but they'll add Arizona to their portfolio. So these things are all work in progress. You know, it's really an interesting time, as you guys probably know, in regional sports media. Some of these networks are in bankruptcy. Some are, you know, changing the way they do business. And there's been a big approach or push for streaming. Arizona and Vegas have both kind of gone in different directions. Oddly enough, two teams kind of around Salt Lake that, you know, when you look at the Coyotes, their games were available free over the air, didn't need cable. Vegas also took a subscription approach. So there's lots of different ways you can do it. And the goal, I'm sure, will be to be as accessible as possible for people in Utah. And the other part is, you know, they're going to want everyone to be able to get their hands on this to learn and educate themselves and enjoy and be entertained. So that part will be all part of it as well.
Is there revenue sharing in local TV rights, or do you just keep what you earn?
You keep what you earn.
Interesting. So you know, your New York Rangers on their TV deal would have a obviously have a higher revenue stream than your Winnipeg Jets, essentially.
Yeah, except the New York Rangers own their own TV network. MSG is, yeah, has the Rangers and Knicks, and so that's one thing that a lot of teams do in the NHL. The Washington Capitals own Monumental Sports Network. The Philadelphia Flyers own a chunk of NBC Sports and NBC Sports Philadelphia. There's tons of examples to point to that maybe, and I don't know what the regional situation is, and you guys could educate me, maybe the best interest of Ryan Smith is to start his own regional sports network with the two teams that he now owns, that he could put it in homes, you know, around the region.
Well, it might be the way to go, because he also owns the Major League Soccer team here in Utah as well, Frank. So we could see him packaging all of his sports entities together and trying to build something out. I don't know how much you know about Ryan Smith and what he did with Utah Jazz and its distribution, but he basically took a huge loss and put it on local network so you could have rabbit ears and get Jazz games. And he did it because I think that he wants to continue to build the bulk of Jazz fan base and get it in the homes of people that want it. So he took a big leap of faith. And the NBA, they rewarded him with a really nice award at the end of the season. And they've pointed at that as the reason to give him the award. He's innovative. He tries to give the fans the best he can, and I could see him doing something like that if it would work. I just don't know what goes into something like that.
And the one nice thing about working with the NHL is, more than a lot of other leagues, they've been really progressive on the digital front of making their game more accessible. You know, the NFL has super strict highlights rules, and you know, there's all sorts of different blackouts and different stuff in place in different sports. The NHL is more or less like, hey, whether it's on, you know, YouTube or whatever it might be, digital streaming, they're trying to get their product in the hands or in, you know, in front of as many people as possible.
This isn't a particularly fair question to ask. I'm asking you to speculate a little bit here, Frank, but first off, your evaluation of the current front office of the Coyotes and the Smith Entertainment Group is inheriting, it seems like, considering the lack of resources that was available to him and that front office, that he did a remarkable job of building this team for the future. What's your evaluation of them? And if this team does have the resources that Ryan Smith claims that he will put into this team, how quickly can this team be a playoff squad?
Well, to answer the first part, I would say, looking at Bill Armstrong's overall body of work, considering the lack of resources that he's had and also the different pressure points, so it's not just lack of resources, it's you've been managing one of the teams that's been the laughingstock of the league. You've been managing a team that plays in a college arena, and there was lots of speculation at the draft last year after their referendum in Tempe, Arizona was shot down by voters that, hey, look, no one wants to be drafted by the Coyotes. They've got the number 6 and number 12 overall picks. And they ended up going with two Russian players at a time when not all that far after the war in Ukraine and simmering tensions between, you know, the geopolitical sphere. A lot of people had kind of shied away from Russians again because Russians haven't necessarily been easy to transfer over here to play in the U.S. and North America. So they have been forced to make decisions that I think in a perfect world, Bill Armstrong otherwise wouldn't make. Not to say that they don't like those two prospects. It's just that sometimes if you're backed into a corner, you've got to make the best of a bad situation. And so that's been part of it. I'd love to see him be given an opportunity to run with this in an environment that has energy, that people want to be there. And it just changes the total viewpoint of his body of work. I mean, look at the trade deadline. They had a couple interesting pieces on their roster, Matt Dumba on defense, Jason Zucker up front, at a time when, you know, in the NHL, there's such a premium placed on expiring contracts and pending free agents. And they had two pretty decent players that they ended up getting next to nothing for in return, because in the NHL, the popular thing is to retain salary. Hey, we're going to keep half of this guy's money over the remaining part of the year so that you can fit him onto your team's cap. And in exchange, we'll give you a good draft pick. Well, the Coyotes were dealing with money limitations from their owner, and he said, hey, guess what? You're not retaining any money. You got to trade these guys as is with their current contracts, and you get nothing in return. And so that's not something that I'd expect Ryan Smith to be doing, but how do you then slam Bill Armstrong? Like, that he's playing with a short deck. So that part has been hard. And how quickly, to answer the next part, will this team or can this team be competitive? If they're super aggressive this summer and if they are making moves and trades and signing free agents, I think they have an outside shot. I'd say like a 30 to 40% chance to make the playoffs next year with the foundation that they've built. But I would say if they play their cards right and remain true to this build in a certain aspect, meaning help support some of it, but don't let that get in the way of what you're trying to do ultimately, which is build a sustainable winner, I'd say 2 years from now, meaning in 2026, you should have the Utah Hockey Club or whatever they end up being called skating in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Wow. Let's go.
So, Frank, we really kick off the NHL playoffs coming up tomorrow. And in an effort to help people understand how the NHL is built and how the postseason works. So as I understand it, it's an Eastern and Western conference, just like the NBA. But There are two divisions in each conference, the Atlantic and Metropolitan in the East and the Central and Pacific in the West. The new Utah team would remain in the Central Division in the Western Conference. Now, how do they decide postseason matchups? Because as I understand it, they don't do a 1-8 like the NBA does. How does the NHL decide it?
So they used to do a 1-8, and when they realigned their divisions and conferences, what they worked out is the top – so there's four divisions of eight teams. The top three teams in each division are guaranteed to make it. So there's still 8 and 8 from each conference. So you've got the top three in the Metro and the top three in the Atlantic, and then they take the next two best teams, regardless of which division they're in, as the two wild card teams that then – it essentially ends up being, it's a bracket that they have, and so you end up the best team, overall team in the conference, gets the second wild card team, so technically it's still kind of an idea of 1-8. The top team in the conference gets the last team in, and then that team, even if they aren't part of that division, ends up in that bracket that then goes throughout the playoffs. So the league loves the idea of the bracket. They love sort of how March Madness and their bracketology takes over. And so they're definitely very much interested in keeping that part of it. And in the meantime, I think it's, for the most part, worked pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, so you like it then as just a hockey fan, you think that's been successful?
A lot of times what you end up getting is the normal 1-8 of what it would be anyway. Occasionally you get a weak division, but for the most part, it works out almost exactly the same. And sometimes you end up with some good rivalries. The big complaint from hockey fans would be that because it's a bracket, you could have the two best teams in the entire conference in the same division that end up playing each other in round two as opposed to round three. But my response to that would be, in order to be the best, you've got to beat the best anyway. And whether you lose in round two or round three, it doesn't really make much of a difference.
Is everything throughout the postseason a seven-game series? And if so, is it the 2-2? Tell me the format. Is it similar to the NBA, or what is their home and away schedule?
So all four rounds are best of seven, and it's 2-2, 1-1, 1-1.
Got it. Is there going to be any adjustments with Salt Lake coming in? You know, they're relatively close to Arizona. Are they going to adjust the divisions at all and conferences, or is it just status quo?
Status quo, Salt Lake, I believe, is going to be, or excuse me, Utah is going to be in the Central Division. And one thing I want you to keep in mind as you're getting your feet wet into hockey is really pay attention to these next 2 weeks, because hockey to me is the total opposite of basketball in that the best rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs are usually rounds 1 and 2. And I think the play kind of drops off a little bit, and a lot of people obviously lose interest because you're losing markets as the playoffs go on. Whereas in the NBA, no one really pays attention too much to the first round unless it's your team. You're always kind of focusing on, hey, what does that NBA final matchup look like? And you kind of miss it. In hockey, there's upsets left and right. 8 routinely beats 1. That's a normal thing. It's totally unpredictable. And just the amount of action on the different channels and networks, like you've got 4 games going a night, it's as good as it gets. It's like for us, if you're a hockey person, this is your March Madness these next 2 weeks.
So that Central Division that you're talking about that they play in with Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado, Nashville, St. Louis, Minnesota, and Chicago, is that perceived as one of the more dominant conferences in the NHL, divisions in the NHL, or is it typically one of the more competitive divisions in the NHL?
Right now, it's probably either the most competitive or second most. They're calling this Central Division side of the bracket for this year the group of death, because Dallas is the number one seed in the West. Colorado won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago in 2022. The Winnipeg Jets just topped Colorado for home ice advantage in the first round. And it's, oh, by the way, guess what? The treat for Dallas as the number one seed, they get the 8th seed, which is the second wild card, which happens to be the defending cup champs in Vegas. So you have an unbelievable season, and then you get to play the defending champs in round one. So it's going to be tough sledding no matter what. And, yeah, for the most part, though, it's cyclical, right? Right now, the Central is definitely the better division in the West. You could make the argument, is Central better than Atlantic? It's probably a toss-up. For a long time, the Metropolitan was sort of considered the tops, but it goes back and forth.
Okay, last dumb question, and I know that you've essentially written.
There are
hockey...
no dumb questions, and ask you... like honestly, ask away. Like, don't feel funny because I want to help you guys.
You've essentially written Hockey for Dummies book over the last 10 minutes with us. We appreciate it. how is in terms of scheduling going? You know, we here, you know, NBA, you play teams in the conference usually 4 times, 2 at home, 2 away, and then the Eastern Conference 1 home and away. How is that broken up in the NHL in terms of your 82-game schedule?
It's pretty similar. You get every team in the East. Utah will get twice, 1 home, 1 away. You will get other teams in the Pacific, I think, 3 times. And you'll get – look, math is not my thing, but it's very similar. You'll also get, I think, 4 or 5 division games, depending on how it breaks down. So it's it's pretty similar to the NBA in that respect. You will get every team come through your building at least once a year.
All right, for all of our listeners out there, Golden Knights versus the Stars, that kicks off on Monday. That series kicks off on Monday. I'm circling that one, Frank. That's my go-to. I'm going to be watching it.
Don't sleep on Colorado-Winnipeg. That might be the most entertaining first-round series. And if you really want to see some physical hockey, check out the Battle of Florida. You've got Florida against Tampa Bay. That's going to be really good, too.
Frank, we weren't kidding when we said we owe you a big meal when you get here to Salt Lake City. Hans and I will treat you right, man. We appreciate all your help. Thanks for hanging out with us. And, again, Hopefully this is the second of many more conversations to come with you throughout this summer as we continue to get people ready for hockey here in Salt Lake City.
Can't wait, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
There you go. Frank Saravalli, hockey insider and president of Hockey Content, Daily Faceoff right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Well, I appreciate his insights, and we will get him all the poutine he can eat.
I don't know if that's a hot delicatessen here in here in Salt Lake.
We might have to make it. Find a recipe.
You know, when he comes to Utah, like, I'm sure he's getting that everywhere else in Canada. Like, we got to give him something. Like, what's a Utah dish?
A poutine. You know what we'll do? We'll get a recipe, and we'll make the best poutine he's ever had. He'll be like, oh, I always thought I had it good in Canada.
Oh, Toronto doesn't hold a candle to what I'm getting in Salt Lake City.
What we'll do is we'll add bacon and sour cream.
Sure, why not?
I mean, can't make it
and
worse.
And fry sauce. Yeah.
We'll just make it loaded fries with bacon and cheese and give him fry sauce and call it poutine.
Yeah.
Be like, we just do it a little different here.
It's a little different here in Salt Lake, Frank. Oh, man. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Spa Trouvé is the location. We want you to come by. We got free food for you. Stop by. Let's get you some lunch. And let's get you looking better and feeling better about yourself. And Nate's hanging out with us. And Nate, I know, look, you've had these services as well. It's okay for a guy to come in here and pamper himself. Let's go.
Yeah, you don't lose your man card if you get Botox in your forehead. I mean, the reality for most guys, I was afraid of getting Botox until my wife got it for me for Valentine's Day. And then once I did, I'm hooked now. So everyone who looks in the rearview mirror right now and sees the wrinkles in your forehead, Botox solves that problem.
All right, Nate, I want you to take this paper and this pen. I want you to write down everything that you've done to look the way you look. And what I'm going to do is do it all.
Do exactly that.
Yeah, so that I can look exactly like you.
Because Nate has classied up this show immediately.
Gosh, you're handsome.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about from the floor.
Look,
handsome.
Botox is all.
Yeah, look, Hans and I can't pull off, you know, we'd love to wear Travis Matthew gear and look good doing it, but
Hans is 6'6", ripped. I mean, are you kidding me?
I haven't been able to fit in Travis Matthew gear since I was 6 years old, man. those are just the facts. And that hair that you got is just awesome. You know, we were talking with Courtney, and she was talking about the hair treatments that Spa Trouvé offers.
Yeah.
Where guys can keep a full head.
You got the power alley, so let's get them taken care of, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's for men, the usual stay away from a spa, but there's a bunch of services for men. We're really big on the semi-glutide, tirzepatide weight loss shots for people who want to lose weight. We have skin tightening for that after you lose the weight. We have acne for your kids, if you want to get your kids' acne taken care of. Botox, again, for men is a big one. Once you start, it really is something that's simple. Guys, your friends can't tell you how to done. It doesn't freeze your face. It's really simple. It doesn't hurt. It's, you know, you come in for 5, 10, 15 minutes and done. And those wrinkles in your forehead are gone.
And you talk about your wife. You got moms. You got wives out there. And Mother's Day is coming up. There's a sense of relief when you're a guy and you get Mother's Day taken care of and you know you're going to be successful and you're not waiting to the last second. Your head can hit the pillow at night. And you're like, all right, I got a lot of pressure in my life. But at least I got this taken care of.
You won't swing and a miss with something in a spa. Get a gift card, then she'll have plenty of options that she can choose from to get stuff done at the spa.
Well, we do have just a little bit of a bonus for a guy out there. Now, if you're looking for the Mother's Day gift, 15% off the $100 gift cards. But if you call today, 801-756-3366, whether you come by or you call, we're going to enter you in to win a twosome to Black Desert, the new golf course in St. George, that's a ticket you can't get. And you're going to be entered to win that. We're giving it away at the end of the show. We're giving it away here in about 25 minutes. So you don't have a ton more time to either come in and enter or to call to enter, but that's 801-756-3366. Just call. There is no purchase necessary. Just call. And in the meantime, take care of mom. Take care of your wife. Take care of your kids. You know, take care of yourself, as Nate said. Come in and treat yourself better, because these treatments are offered for men as well.
Yeah, really, even like I said, laser hair removal, there really are a lot for men to do at a spa. And it's not, again, you don't lose your man card. Your friends aren't going to know that you did something to your face, which a lot of guys are worried about. That's why I didn't do it for years, because I was afraid I was going to freeze my face and get made fun of on the golf course, but nobody can know.
The guys are going to.
But you know what? Once you get done, you own it. It does. You know what I mean? It's okay.
Now you look like you're in their teens, in your teens, and they're in their 60s.
Right.
Nate screams 4 handicap.
Yo, oh, you nailed
that's exactly
that.
Right.
Oh, I knew it.
You nailed it. That's the outfit, right?
I knew it. 5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105 at Spa Trouvé here in Highland. Come on by, hang out, get some free food, and take care of yourself and your loved ones as well. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough. Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone. Loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, golfers, don't miss the UNA Multi-Vendor Demo Day happening on Saturday at Mulligan's Golf. It's your chance to try out the new releases from all the major golf manufacturers and register to win free prizes. It's happening again Saturday, Mulligan's Golf and Games, UNA Golf, unmatched service, unmatched expertise. All right. By the way, I have not gotten a response from my terse email yet. South Davis Rec Center, I want to hear from you.
Only if hearing from you means the other team was disqualified.
There was an injustice last night in my kid's flag football game, and I want it resolved.
What I would suggest you don't do is try to get pushy on this situation.
No. Nope. I will devote 2 hours of this show to the injustice that took place to my team last night.
We will have Brody on the show in tears explaining what happened that horrible evening.
Yes.
When kids were out there to have fun.
And, of course, the Raiders had to come screw it all up.
And Jerry Rice shows up with the Raiders.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to it. Sports Roulette, some of the biggest storylines. We put it on a roulette wheel. We spin it. Wherever that ball lands, what we end up talking about. So, with that, Lloyd, let's get to it.
Wilson!
You know, the New York media just can't let it go, Scotty. Zach Wilson and the whole thing. I don't know why that cut, that drop every time it makes me laugh.
All the time.
they cannot let Zach Wilson go. And so Zach Wilson's been missing the workouts, team workouts. And New York media is like, he hasn't missed a single one of these since he showed up as the number two overall pick. What's wrong? What's happening with Zach Wilson? They told him he could go talk to other teams.
Yeah.
They told him he's a tradable component. They've essentially told him, we don't want you here anymore. And everybody's like, well, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be there. I mean, he still has a responsibility to the team. No, he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't. And nobody... The Jets don't want him. The Jet fans don't want him. The city doesn't want him. Go where you want it. He's been talking to people about trades and probably building relationships, and there's no chance I'm going to be there at those workouts.
No.
Yet,
no.
The New York media just wants to continue to hound him over the whole thing.
Yeah, the poor kid's got to get out. Look, let's be honest. You know, Zach bears some responsibility as well. He's made some decisions and said some things that hasn't, you know, been great. But he's a 22-year-old kid or however old he is. These guys are 50-year-old media curmudgeons that are just trying to take shots at the kid. And the kid's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
He really is. He's in a bad – until he is finally out of there.
If he's there busting his butt at OTAs or, you know, mini camps or like – that kid's going to be traded. He's stealing reps away from people that actually need it or are going to be a part of the team next year.
It would be that. Yep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, Zach Wilson, take care of yourself. That's it.
Let's spin the wheel, Lloyd.
Well, I hate bad owners.
Alex Morello, the owner and still technically owner of the Arizona Coyotes, addressed the media with the commissioner of the NHL earlier today, discussing the Coyotes side of the sale. Now, Gary Bettman will hop on a plane and come to Salt Lake City on a press conference that will happen here in about 2 hours and 15 minutes, talking about the Utah side of the sale. But here's a man who owns multiple newspapers, multiple radio stations, multiple television stations. So, Alex, what do you think of the media?
You've made a lot of public appearances the past couple of days, but I was wondering why haven't you made many public appearances over the past year?
Because I don't like the media. In fact, it's funny, I own two TV stations in Los Angeles, five radio stations in Los Angeles, and I've never once been on any radio or any TV. I don't like the media. I'm very, I avoid media for many reasons.
Okay. You weirdo.
So.
I get it. You own everything.
That'd be like me owning a Burger King, a Taco Bell, a McDonald's, and you being like, but I never see you eat fast food.
But fast food's horrible for you.
That's because it'll kill you. Okay.
You even lived in one of your townhomes for a while.
Yes, I did. Absolutely. I would not own a property that I would not be willing to live in. Not a chance. And I did. I took all four of my kids.
And your...
My one dog at the time.
Yeah.
And... my wife and we all stowed away.
Those were dark times.
Those were great times. We were all on top of each other, in everybody's business, at all times. But, yeah, you would think that you'd have a little bit of interest and investment on that, but I haven't been on a single one of them one time.
Well, okay, good for you.
Well, Morello, it's starting to make sense why... this team was taken from your grasp.
Yeah.
Moved on to a better situation.
Boy, you look at some of the responses of media and fans. They are not happy with him.
Meanwhile, you watch Ryan Smith with the media, and it's like, dude gets it.
Different world. Yep.
Jumps on with Pat McAfee and laughing his butt off and jumps on with us and has great takes, feeds us some great information. Then you got this guy that hates media.
You got to know how to play the game for sure. All right, Hans and Scotty will wrap up this bad boy next. Get you ready for JJ and Alex. Remember, press conference at 5 o'clock. You and I are going to help out. We'll be down there at the plaza outside of the Delta Center. We'll start at 3 o'clock. You and I will be hanging out there at 4 o'clock. And then the presser coming up at 5. It's all right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
Wilson! I'm sorry!
You can't blink when these things come along.
It's now official. The puck is about to hit the ice in the Delta Center. The Zone welcomes the Coyotes as it's a new era for sports in Utah.
I have incredible faith in the people of Utah.
Keep it locked on the Zone for all the latest on the NHL draft, free agency, and every detail of every moment as the NHL is officially here in Utah. Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Salt Lake City is right here on 97.5.
We show up.
The KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Oh, you're from around these parts, eh? Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan. What's up in Canada, eh? You American ladies, you've been out to Saskatchewan, eh?
Lloyd, you realize that we have a lot of people coming in from that Coyote organization today. And I'm sure a lot of them have Canadian ties. And, you know, We might have somebody from the Jazz organization like, oh, yeah, this is our flagship radio station. They're so fired up to have you guys here.
Is it Connor Ingram that's from Saskatchewan?
Maybe we should go back to Miracle if that's the dance we're going to play.
Okay. Saskatchewan, eh, ladies? You American ladies? I am so excited to have them in this state, though.
I am, too. This is going to be awesome.
Well, and I've already got some reports on some of the interactions and some of the meetings with these players.
Yeah.
I'm getting some pretty good stuff, and it is going better than expected.
Yeah.
They are much more pleased to be in Utah than maybe the Detroit Pistons relocating to Salt Lake City or the New York Knicks relocating to Salt Lake City. It's just these guys seem like they're pretty anxious to get into town and be a part of it.
They've been dealing with a lot. And those guys that have been with that organization for several years, like, all right, what new arena, what high school gymnasium are we going to play in this year? You know? And now they're like, oh, okay, so this is the facility we're at. It's a beautiful facility. And it's about to get a massive facelift to become one of the premier arenas in all of the NHL. We're getting treated like gold. Our families are being treated like gold in a city that's really been catered to winter sports and the development of winter sports with a fan base that right now has 20,000 deposits ready to buy season tickets. Yeah, that doesn't suck. And I think these players understand, okay, finally we're going to go to somewhere we're appreciated, we're treated well, and a fan base that's going to, you know, chaw through nails and sawdust to be able to watch us play. Let's go.
That's hard to believe, 20,000. And it's hard to believe that, because it's a $100 deposit per, it's hard to believe that in a 24-hour period, you know, you got $2 million stream in. It's impressive. People are excited about it. And this state is going to show up.
JJ and Alex coming up next, wrapping things up here at Spa Truve. Big thanks to Courtney and the crew letting us hang out here. It's always fun. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I love it. So thank you.
Well, we love getting the message out there because we're big fans of Spa Truve.
Yes.
You know, the way we see our family respond to it and the way we see our neighborhoods and our friends. People love Spa Truve. It is the premier spa here in the state of Utah.
Oh, there's six of them.
Yes.
So that's a good presence here.
And then six across the Wasatch Front, all the way down into St. George.
Yep.
All the way up north to Bountiful. So we've got a location for you. But you are down to just a few minutes left to get your hand on the Black Desert Twosome.
Oh, my gosh.
That is
coveted.
It is coveted. It's an incredible prize. You've just got a couple minutes left to call 801-756-3366 to be the winner of the Twosome to Black Desert, which it's difficult to get on, but you're going to have that certificate in your hand.
And I didn't realize until today how coveted this is.
Oh, yeah.
With the amount of men that are walking in here to enter this drawing.
Yeah.
It's kind of unbelievable.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And the men are walking in, too, because they love taking care of their moms.
Oh, yes.
And their wives. And
yes.
Mother's Day, what are we, May 16th?
Oh, my gosh, it's coming up so quick.
Well, it's May 16th.
You don't even need to worry about it if you come down here right now.
Yeah.
And then when it shows up, you're like, oh, it's today. Well, guess what? Bam.
I got
it. I got it.
You got it. Yes. And it's a one and done here. We've got the gift cards. They're wrapped. They've got the ribbon. They've got the tag, the cute bag. We're ready for you.
Also, it's a nice-looking gift to give.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, I picked – last time we were out here before Valentine's Day, I got my wife a gift card, and it was beautifully wrapped, and so you don't have to worry about that. You know, it's
– Well, now she's a very loyal client.
She's a very
– So thank you.
Well, thank you for that, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we love Spa Truve. And by the way, we haven't mentioned this. You do have memberships.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
they
do.
Yep. And that's the way you can go.
Well, and I like to use the word.
It's going to save you a ton of money.
Yes,
too.
I like to use the word beauty bank. People think membership and they think, oh, they're going to debit my card. And when I don't show up, they get the money. That's not how this works. This is like a layaway program where you set money aside and then you can redeem that money anytime you want. And not only that, you get discounts on all of our services for having the membership. So it's awesome.
I really love the way he set it up. My wife went through and like, she's like, we get this and this and this and you know, and it's not like you use it or lose it, you
right,
know,
right.
like monthly, like you've really set that up beautifully.
Yes.
For individual customers.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's kind of girl math. Right.
Yeah.
you save the money to spend the money. It all makes sense.
That is maybe the best thing I've ever heard on air, Carter.
Yep.
And I'm glad you said it.
801-756-3366. But again, the message here for our guys out there, take care of yourself. I mean, you shouldn't be rocking the Grizzly Adams chest hair. You don't need to do that. Nobody likes that. Come on, it's okay if you get yourself taken care of. It's okay to get yourself cleaned up a little bit. Let's it's a new age. Let's take care of yourself.
Yes, the laser, the Botox, the PRF hair restoration, semaglutide is a huge hit. In addition to that, we have the skin tightening treatments. There's so much for men.
801-756-3366, Spa Trouvée. I think it's important to note before we let you go, we're here in Highland, but you're all up and down the Wasatch Front right now.
Oh, yes. St. George, Orem, Highland, Draper, Bountiful, and now out west in Saratoga Springs.
Let's go.
Love that location.
Yes, it's a beautiful location.
You knocked it out of the park with
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you had a good response out there?
Oh, yeah. Good. It's been awesome. It's our first location. It's on the second floor, and the views are just beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
So. It's awesome.
Spa Trouvée. That's Courtney. We're Hans and Scotty. We'll be back with you at 4 o'clock down at the Delta Center for the press conference. It'll start at 5 o'clock. But make sure to call Spa Trouvée. Lock up those gift cards, 801-756-3366, and your chance to win some free golf right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.